A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and people from Sicilia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." The word of the Lord. The day after Christmas, we always have the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr. And it's funny, that message of peace on earth, goodwill to all, is followed so closely with a reminder about what happens to people who preach that message. Thus, has it always been that that message is opposed by people who are intent on violence? Sometimes they use God as a pretext. They hide behind holy things. He deserves to die, but nonetheless, they are bent on violence and opposing this message of peace. And we, like Stephen, can have one of two responses. We can stick to the message of peace, or we can pick up a stone and throw it back. How hard it is to keep to this message of peace, like Stephen does.